Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast, the only podcast brought to you live and indirectly from Providence, Rhode Island, via the capital city of Ohio, Columbus. I'm your host, John Orlando, and it's right before Thanksgiving, and I thought I'd come on this podcast and voice a few things that I'm thankful for, because quite frankly, that's what we do during Thanksgiving. It's the reason for the season, so to speak. But I'm not going to be on here very long. It's going to be a very short, a miniature episode of the PVD Cast. But I just wanted to come on here and talk about a couple of things that I'm thankful for. Because as I sit down and I reflect here at my house, Casa de la Orlando, I realize I'm pretty darn lucky. And so I'm going to come on here and be serious. I thought about throwing out a few jokes about, you know, wrestling-related stuff and who's thankful for title shots and all that jazz. But really, I think that would be low class, you know? I think that really when you sit down and think about Thanksgiving, you know, it's about great food, it's about your family, it's about thinking a little bit about some of the pleasant things, the good things, the super awesome things that go on in your life. And so I'd like to start off by saying I am incredibly thankful for my family. I have a great family, a very supportive family, and I truly do appreciate them being part of my life. They've really made me who I am, and you know, I really don't know how things would have turned out if I didn't have my family with me. They're a great group of people. Don't get me wrong. We don't always see eye to eye, but I think that's what, you know, that's what makes a family a good family, is when you can disagree and still love one another and still put up with one another. So that's number one on the list. I'm thankful for my family. I am thankful for the young lady, my girlfriend, who has put up with me for 7 months, soon to be 8 months. Next week it'll be 8 months, and she's a great girl. I really do appreciate her company. We get along very well. We have lots of fun together. But we also support one another. When she's having issues, a bad day, I like to think that I'm there to support her. And when I've had bad days, she's there to support me. And I really am in a much better place with her in my life than it was, you know, 8 months ago, we might as well say. The third one, and I actually really hate to number all these, to be honest with you. I really do, because I think they're all incredibly important and very integral to who I am. But since we're going that route, I'm going to say my third thing I'm most thankful for is my friends. And any of you that have listened to this podcast know that I lost a friend this summer. And, you know, it's still really sometimes difficult to believe that Artie has passed. But I'm thankful that I got to know him for as long as I knew him. And I'm also thankful for all my other great friends. Whether they're friends that I made while being in this crazy wrestling industry, or if it was friends that I met at my 9-to-5 job, the shoot job as I like to refer to it as, or it's just friends that I've met, you know, just in life. You know, they're also very, very important. You know, when I'm having a bad day, you know, sometimes it's nice to bust out an email to one of them and go, man, let me just tell you how shitty things have been today. And vice versa. So I'm truly blessed to have really great friends. And I've always said this. And people think I'm kidding or I'm joking or whatnot. If somebody said, who is your best friend? I don't know if I can list that person. There's not one. I have so many good friends. And I've considered myself incredibly lucky to be in that position, to have people that I can count on, and vice versa as well. So, you know, I think the fourth thing, and again, not really is this in any particular hierarchy, but I have my health, and I'm thankful for that. You know, we all have our minor little things, but overall, I'm pretty healthy. And I'm very thankful for that, because if you don't have your health, then, I mean, you know, your world pretty much sucks. So I'm very thankful for that. And those four things seem very serious, And they are. But there's some other things I'm thankful for that maybe are a little more less serious. A little more less serious? I don't know if that makes sense. They're less serious. Let's go that way. Well, it wouldn't be a podcast unless I butchered the English language, right? Well, anywho. As I take a quick drink of water, I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to do this podcast. I really mean that. You know, as many people know, I haven't really been out and about at too many wrestling shows because this year it seems that OCW, my home promotion, OCW, Ohio Championship Wrestling, has had a few less shows than typical. So I haven't been out on the road. So this has been a great creative avenue for me to get things off my chest, to express myself, to do what I like to do, which is entertain people. And even though that I am the guy in the suit that holds the mic at OCW, I still provide some little bit of entertainment to folks, and I love doing that. Otherwise, I would not have done it for as long as I have. So I'm very thankful to have this opportunity to just come into your ears, so to speak, and you listen to what I have to say, and whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, you're like, hey, that was entertaining, John, or that sucked, whichever. You know, again, I'm realistic enough to know that sometimes I hit home runs on the podcast, and sometimes I strike out miserably. But I feel very, very fortunate to be able to do this, and I thoroughly enjoy it. That's why I keep doing it. I mean, this is, if we consider this an episode, this is number 31. And though there's been some gaps in between episodes, I think I've done a pretty decent job of being current. And speaking of that, I think one of the things I'm thankful for, and again, in a somewhat less serious manner, Stitcher Radio. I was incredibly, incredibly excited about 10 days ago, about 2 weeks ago, to announce that this particular podcast would be carried on Stitcher Radio. I think it's a great opportunity for me and for the PVD cast. I mean, Stitcher Radio, you can listen to it on iPhone. You can also listen to it on an Android phone. You can listen to it online on a regular computer. You can listen to it on an iPad or a tablet. It's even some of those smart car stereos you can listen to Stitcher on. So I think it's a much broader avenue than just having my own website and just hawking this out through social media. And, you know, I've been very vocal that I've had some issues with iTunes. And quite frankly, I'm not going to even pursue going on iTunes with the PVD cast because why bother? Stitcher Radio's there. Those guys are great. I'm really going to put them over. In fact, dare I say, that's going to be Orlando's faves. That's right. We're only 8 minutes in, and I'm letting you know Stitcher Radio is my fave for this podcast, for this edition, Stitcher Radio. But they're great. I can't tell you. I shot them an email asking how to get on their network. I had a personal representative contact me, shoot an email back, explain the process to me, stated they were interested. I sent them a sample, filled out an application, and, you know, Walla Walla, Washington. 2 days later, I'm on Stitcher Radio. So, which, by the way, I believe, I don't want to toot my own horn. I don't want to toot my own horn, but the PVD cast? Yeah, ranking in at 7,927. Booyah! I made it in under 8,000. That's right. Of all the hundreds of thousands of podcasts on Stitcher Radio, I made it under 8,000. But in all seriousness, I'm very thankful for the opportunity for Stitcher Radio. And probably in the next upcoming weeks, you're going to hear me plug Stitcher Radio a little bit more. So the kind of the way in which this podcast unfolds might be a little bit different. But bear with me. I mean, I think it's something that is asked of me to do, and I think I'm willing to do it to kind of give them a quick plug as well. Other things I'm thankful for, you know, I'm thankful for the opportunity to be involved in the professional wrestling industry. You know, as I've said many times before, I started really, quite frankly, working backyard shows and then ended up in FIW, and I was fortunate enough just to be, I guess, at the right place at the right time that they needed somebody. And then I was fortunate enough that Big Guns Jeff Cannon needed somebody for OCW, and I just jumped on that bandwagon and just rolled. And I don't have any regrets. I've enjoyed every single minute of it. I've loved it. So I feel very fortunate to be part of this fraternity. And that's really what it is, this fraternity of all the women and all the gentlemen and whatnot. Everybody that's involved in professional wrestling, I believe, you know, you're part of a fraternity. And I feel very fortunate and very blessed to be part of that as well. You know, other than that, I'm also feel somewhat thankful that I have the 9-to-5 shoot job, because, you know, as you watch the news, you see outside, you know, especially this time of year, you see that there's some people that are down on their luck. They lost their jobs. They, you know, unfortunately can't provide for their families, and that's tragic and that's terrible. Nobody should have to go through that. So I feel very thankful that I actually have a job that pays the bills, because, you know, you gotta have it. Uncle Sam wants his money. So, but anyways, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I said I was going to keep it to about 15 minutes, and as I look at the timer, I'm right about 12 minutes. So I just wanted to get on here and express my gratitude for some of the things that I'm very blessed to have in my life, things I've been thankful for, and I hope that you do the same. In all seriousness, I hope that while you're at your Thanksgiving festivities, no matter what it is, that you take a few moments to really think about the things you're thankful for, the things that are good in your life, and just, you know, take a few moments to really relish that. And while I'm saying, and talking, I should say, all about Thanksgiving, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Everybody that's listening out there, no matter where you're listening, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. Hope it's a good one. You know, enjoy the holiday. If you're going to go out shopping Black Friday, you know, I hope you're successful in getting what you want to buy. Although, if I may, just real quick, be kind. Be kind. You know, don't be one of those assholes that are throwing elbows and, you know, pushing people down and whatnot. Nobody likes those people. So, you know, if you're out there Black Friday shopping and whatnot, you know, be kind. All right? So with that, I've already told you, Orlando's Faves, Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com is where you can go if you're interested to check them out. But with that, I'm going to close. I will be back on here. I got some guests lined up, ladies and gentlemen, for December. It should be a heck of a month. So with that being said, you can get in touch with me at PVDMVP. That's on Twitter. And if you want to shoot me an email, it is, of course, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Don't forget to check out my website, pvdcast.com. Duh. But with that, once again, happy Thanksgiving, folks. And I will talk at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening.